The Hollywood filmmaker Steven Spielberg has unveiled plans for a TV miniseries about the life of Napoleon Bonaparte. It'll be based on a screenplay written in 1961 by another Hollywood legend, Stanley Kubrick, who spent decades trying to develop the project as a film. How the French embraced the idea of an American movie mogul retelling the story of their greatest ever military commander is yet to be seen. Ashley Hall reports.
It's an idea that's got the critics talking ever since Steven Spielberg let it slip to French TV that he's planning to make a mini-series about Napoleon, and particularly since he's basing the project on a screenplay written in the 1960s by the Hollywood legend Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick and Spielberg had wanted to work together for a long time, and their film from 2001, AI, was meant to be a collaboration between the two. And actually, if you watch that film, it's very interesting because you can tell when Steven Spielberg picks up and when Kubrick leaves off in terms of the narrative.
Mark Fennell is a film critic with Triple J and a film reporter with ABC News 24.
If you look at Spielberg's recent history, he has been obsessed with this idea of leadership and power and how do the two things play together. So in terms of his wheelhouse, the sort of things that he makes, it's not terribly surprising.
But what might be surprising is the decision to render the story on the small screen.
Spielberg has worked in a lot of different kinds of television, but I guess what we're thinking about here is his work with the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers and The Pacific, where he's done big, larger-than-life, epic miniseries. And I think in that space, there's a real opportunity to tell the story of Napoleon.
There are reports that Kubrick had done a lot of work on this screenplay and wrote to a studio executive complaining that he wasn't going to get the sort of money required to make it. What does that say about Kubrick's method and about what this screenplay is likely to be?
Kubrick was known for being very exacting and very much full of himself. I don't think that's speaking out of turn. He used to keep incredible notes and he used to keep meticulous details, and there's a great documentary called Stanley Kubrick's Boxes where the author John Ronson gets to go in and look at his archives, and if you look at the correspondence, he was very, very particular. And I think in this particular case he sent a letter to a studio executive saying, I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to do, but I can tell you it'll be the greatest thing ever.
Steven Spielberg cut his teeth on big budget Hollywood blockbusters. Most of his early films were adventure stories or science fiction. Think Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T.
My God, he's talking.
But he quickly earned a reputation as a storyteller who sees things differently. Alfred Hitchcock described him as the first director not to see the proscenium arch, or in other words, the first one to think outside the visual dynamics of the theatre. And it showed in films like Back to the Future.
This is what makes time travel possible. Flux capacitor.
And the part animated feature Who Framed Roger Rabbit? In 1993, Schindler's List showed a particular commitment to historical drama. It's a sensitivity he displayed again in his historical epic Lincoln, which was nominated for 12 Academy Awards this year and won two. Dr. Philip Dwyer of the University of Newcastle is writing a biography of Napoleon. He says the former French emperor is an ideal character for a Spielberg story.
In some respects, I think he represents the modern man in that he rose from nothing to the heights of power. But there's also a kind of pathetic aspect to his life and that he fell from power.
So how will the French respond to having Americans leading a project like this? Dr. Ben McCann is a lecturer in French studies at the University of Adelaide.
The French have always had a slightly complicated relationship with Spielberg. I think they saw his earlier films in the 70s and 80s as really just sort of big budget spectacles that were very sort of counterinstinctive, if you like, to what the French like to see in the kind of film that they would make. But I think in the last 10 or 15 years, his relationship and his approval rating, if you like, with the French has really changed. They see him now as a much grander filmmaker, but also the fact that it comes with a sort of stamp of approval from Stanley Kubrick, I think will also see the French very, very interested about this.
Dr. Ben McCann, lecturer in French studies at the University of Adelaide with Ashley Hall.